wanted to go over some of the aspects of the Mitzvahs Hayom of Yom HaKippurim, not referring to the Chameshes Inuyim, but the ideas of Vidui and the nature of the Tshuva of Yom HaKippurim. So first of all, Yom Kippur in general, we should just be aware, is a regular Yontif. And as a regular Yontif, the Gemara tells in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that there's a mitzvah of Kavod Yontif, and therefore you have to do the things you would do, just like you do before a Shabbos or before Yontif, to take to be clean, to wear nice clothing, to have the house clean, the rooms clean. That's part of the mitzvah yom, and it's a regular yontiv. Even though we don't have a sudas yontiv, it has the status of a regular yontiv, and therefore the mitzvah of getting oneself properly ready for yontiv, both in terms of gashmius and of course in terms of the ruchnius, is very, very critical. We have a very important minhag that that Klal Yisrael have. We say a tefillah, a relatively long tefillah, before we go ahead and say Kol Nidre. We have the tefillah zaka. Tefillah Zaka is a very, very profound tefillah. We come to shul early in order to go ahead and say the tefillah Zaka. It's a very profound tefillah, primarily geared towards males and the unique yetzaharas that males have. But in addition, there's a paragraph in tefillah Zaka, which is very, very important, which is a paragraph where we are mochel, if we haven't done so already, where we're mochel all of those who did something wrong to us. And therefore, again, very important to say that tefillah, both for our benefit, of course, and for the benefit of others. This time of year, we have a phenomena that we're into Hataras Nedarim. At Rosh Hashanah, we engage in Hataras Nedarim, and then we have, before Yom Kippur starts, we have Kol Nidre. It's a very strange kind of tefillah. Why this fixation, specifically when it comes to Nedarim, as opposed to other Averis that we might have done, other matters we might have done. So perhaps the idea is that when it comes to a Neder, the idea of a Neder and the idea of Hataras Nedarim really is a paradigm for what Tshuva is all about, because there's one concept where we can really, in the halacha, where we can erase the past. We make a neder, and we regret making that neder. And we have the ability to go ahead and say, the neder that I made a commitment, I made something that I was not going to do, that I was going to do, that neder, I have the ability to do hatara, to do she'ela, and to erase the neder from existence. That's the capacity that Hataras Nedarim teaches us. So perhaps in the framework of the Aser Simei Tshuva is to focus on that concept, Hataras Nedarim, because that's exactly what Tshuva does. Tshuva gives us the ability to go ahead and erase actions that we've done, really convert action from Averos to Zechuyos, and that's a very, very powerful message that perhaps the Kol Nidre and Hataras Nedarim have for us. There is a mitzvah, d'oraisa, of tshuva. That's an all-year mitzvah, but the Rambam indicates, the Shari Tshuva indicates, is a unique mitzvah as well of tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. And one of the foremost aspects of the mitzvah of tshuva is vidui, is one has to go ahead and confess. And we spend a lot of time on Yom HaKippurim, both on Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself, on the mitzvah of dibur and on the mitzvah of vidui. And the poskim say that vidui has to be concretized. It has to be a vidui bedibur. It is not sufficient just to have machshava, but it has to be elucidated in the form of dibur. And that already you find when a person brought a carbon chatas for an averi that he did, he had to go ahead, the psukim tell us, he had to go ahead and be misvade on the averi that he's bringing the carbon chatas for. The minimal amount of vidui that a person does is to say three words. Chatasi, avisi, pashati. That's the minimum. Chatasi means not very did b'shogeg. Avisi is not very did b'mezid. And pashati is not very did out of rebellion, out of merit. That's the minimum. The Ramban argues that even when it comes to bringing a carbon, this is Ramban al Torah, that tshuva, that vidui, that process has to have machshava, has to have dibur, and has to have a maisa. And that's why when you bring a carbon, you do smicha, you lean your body on the animal, that kind of associates you with the animal, as if you're being makriv yourself. Bizman hazeh, we don't bring karbanos, but we still have the idea, perhaps, of a maisa. Some of the posts can say that the fact that we enunciate, we have dibur, and then we have to stand up. The mitzvah is to stand up when you do vidui. Some of us clap achet. When we do the vidui, that's a maisa. Some of us lean over. The proper posture is behachna, submissively leaning over. All of that is to accomplish this idea of maisa. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the vidui, really the ikra vidui, was done by the Kohen Gadol as part of the Avodas HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol would do the vidui on behalf of himself, his family, the Kohanim, and then finally on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and his vidui would be motzi all of Klal Yisrael in their vidui. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so the Rishonim already write that now it becomes incumbent, we don't have a Kohen Gadol to do it for us, so in a certain sense we are all Kohanim Gedolim, and we all partake of vidui, not just on behalf of ourselves, but on behalf of all of Knesset Yisrael. That's why one of the core aspects of the tefillah on Yom HaKippurim is Tfilas Musaf, and the Tfilas Musaf, the end of Tfilas Musaf, is the Seder HaAvod, where we literally, the Shliach Tzibur and us, we're Korim like the Kohen Gadol, we do Vidu like the Kohen Gadol, not just on behalf of ourselves, but on behalf of all of Knesset Yisrael, and that's why it's pluralized. The Vidu is Chatanu Avinu, not just ourselves, but all of Klal Yisrael. The Ashamnu Baganu is also pluralized, because again, the vidui that we're engaging in is not just our personal vidui, but it's on behalf of others as well. Ideally, when we do vidui, we are mefaret esachet. We go ahead and specify. We're not just yotze with chatasi avisi pashati, but we're supposed to specify. And that's why the paitanim in the vidui that we express, whether it's in the ashamnu bagadnu or in the achet, you'll notice it has all of aleph beis. In a certain sense, we are being misvada on all of the details, me aleph ad tuf, and that is part of the inherent aspect of the vidui. Ideally, though, we should be mefaret esachet. We should just rely on the aches or on the ashamnus. We should think and introspect before Yom HaKippur. I have a friend of mine who has a notebook every El, a notebook that is full of the things that he's thinking about, that he's working on. Actually, this friend of mine was Nifter some time ago, and when his wife found his notebook, it was a very personal notebook, but his wife found his notebook, and he literally, this was his Elul notebook, every Elul, he would write the things that he'd been thinking about, and literally she saw teardrops, his teardrops, on the page of that notebook, and that's the avoda of Elul, certainly avoda of Aser Yisrael Tshuva, and if we missed Elul, and we missed most of Aser Yisrael Tshuva, now as we stand literally 30 or so hours before Kol Nidre, that vision should certainly be an avoda that we have today of thinking about our chatam, being mefaret the chet, identifying that which we want to do tshuva for, and then as we go through the process of the vidui, expressing the vidui, on Yom HaKippurim, not just to say al chet shechatanu bekibud holim v'morim, but to identify where we can do better when kibud holim v'morim. If we've eaten things that we shouldn't have eaten, if we may have eaten without brachos, to identify those areas we think we can improve, think about it in advance. Perhaps take your maxer, write up, or on a piece of paper, mark up your maxer, think about the things we want to work on. That's really what I would say is the avoda of Erev Yom Kippur, so that when we get to the tefillos of Yom Kippur, when we get to the vidui that we express, it is not just a perfunctory amira of an aleph beis, a litany of just aleph beis in the achetz, but we're really expressing the pirut. We don't do that publicly. The post can have whether it's a good thing to do it publicly or not, we generally do not do that publicly. That's something very personal and very private. But these hours, as we get ready on the Erev Yom Kippur for sure, and the days leading up to Yom Kippur are days to think about where we can, how we can be mefarat achet, prepare ourselves for that, not just to recite the achets in that perfunctory fashion, but really make it mean something. So Be'ez Hashem, we will have Emir Tashem, a slicha, mechila, the kapara, a sense of tahara, that we walk into Yom Kippur with the proper sense of preparation, and we leave Yom Kippur with a real sense of tshuva gemura.